My brothers and sisters in Christ, the most blessed feast of the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to all of you. Glad to see so many here for the feast of the Holy Trinity, not just because there's free beer and jumping houses outside for the kids. I can hear some of the little ones are antsy to get out there, and to see Father's dogs, puppies are here as well tonight, from what I've heard, and for the food. So good for us to be together and to do this on the Feast of the Holy Trinity. Last weekend, we celebrated the Feast of Pentecost, which is our feast day here at the cathedral. The Holy Spirit was sent upon the apostles, and they were given the strength to proclaim Christ to the whole world. And then they got the full revelation of God once the Holy Spirit came upon them. And so it's good that this weekend, immediately following Pentecost, we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Trinity. You heard what St. Paul said there to the Corinthians. He said, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you." That's what we said at the beginning of Mass. We always invoke the Holy Trinity. Whenever we pray, we invoke the Holy Trinity, because we believe in a God that has three persons. We don't believe in three separate gods. We believe that there are three persons, and there is only one God. One God. One being. They are consubstantial with each other. And so the fact that you and I are made in God's image and likeness tells us that we are to be in communion as well. God has opened up his life to us. Even though God himself was perfectly happy, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they never had any beginning. They're eternal, as it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. God always is, always was, and always will be. He was perfectly happy in and of himself. But what happened? God decided that he wanted to create us out of love. Out of love, each one of us were made, each of us individually. And he decided not only to create us and make us and put us on this earth, but also that we could have life with him forever in heaven, in him. My brothers and sisters, God wants us to become God. This is the amazing gift that we have in our God. We could have had any number of gods, I suppose, by chance. Gods that were mean, gods that were demanding, gods that were painful. But we have a God who sent his only begotten Son so that whoever believes in him might have life. How amazing is it that we have a God who has given of himself, given his heart, his very Son to us. This is the God we have. And so it is incumbent upon us, since we are made in God's image and likeness, since we have his being stamped right into us, we have a brand new dignity inside of each one of us through our baptism belonging to God. It's incumbent upon us to then live in that harmony that God has, that unity, that perfect oneness that God has. We are called to do that, and we do that by coming together as members of his body, the church. We become part of one body in Christ. That's why we come to Mass. We receive the Holy Eucharist. God gives us the way to again and again participate in him more deeply and with greater desire and with greater love by coming to him in the Eucharist and receiving him as frequently as we can. And then the other piece of that is to live in harmony with one another. This is good news in a world that's so broken. This is good news in a world that believes that nothing good can happen. To know that we have a God who is overseeing all things, that he will bring about harmony, that he will bring about the peace that we desire. And how is he going to do this? He does it by the work of the church. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. The Holy Spirit has made us one, and is inviting us and drawing us into one. This is why we're getting together tonight outside after Mass, is to get to know one another. To get to know one another. So it's incumbent upon each of us to meet each other tonight, to come and visit and be together and dance and to have a party. This is so important for us. God desires this for us so that we can do it throughout the year. Not just when there's a party outside, but every time we come to Mass and every time we come to know Christ more deeply. Jesus desires each one of us to come to know him intimately, to be one in him. We do this as we come to Holy Mass. And so let's prepare our hearts to receive him who comes to us truly present in the Holy Eucharist. Let's become more close as a parish, as a cathedral of the Holy Spirit. And let's pray for one another, let us meet one another, and let's thank God for the abundant blessings that he's poured out to us in the Holy Spirit. We prepare our hearts to receive Jesus now in this Holy Eucharist.